The Art of Folding Rockets. Author requested, name be withheld. Read aloud by Miss Izzy. When I was real little, we'd fold up these paper rockets for my mom and burn them on her birthday. Every year, like a party, and they was just these really big candles nobody blew out. We built houses, Zoe offered. Big houses with lots of food and extra shoes. She peered into the bolt chamber of her backup rifle, then reamed it fast. One time, two times. That's got it. Let's stow these and head topside. Kaylee followed willingly, though anyone with sharp enough ears could have heard her mutter, "Rockets are better." "Whatever," said Zoe, but her voice was smiling. "I never got the engine part right," she told Mal. "All we had was blasting powder. Had to grind it all fine. You know how many times I burned my eyebrows off? You're just lucky it don't show." "You," she punched him on the arm, grinning. "Hand me that spanner. No, the other spanner." She took the tool, slipped back into the engine, feeling her way by sound and warmth and smell, like a womb with her crawling inside. Outside, a thinking silence came down, settled in all the open spaces, waited. She squirmed deeper into the machine. "Two questions," Mal said, voice clear and musing. "Shoot!" If she twisted her wrist just this way, she could just reach the broken lead without burning her tits on the coils. Burning, burning bad! She remembered flash powder and shuddered. "Okay, first, why the hell didn't you repair my ship while we were on the ground?" "Oh, Captain." "They're supposed to burn up before they hit the ground," she told Jane at dinner. "Otherwise, ain't no point." "Like candles," he agreed with his mouth full, fork plunging up and down. "Blow 'em all in one breath or say goodbye to your new rifle scope." "Kinda, but whatever doesn't burn up doesn't go to the other side, and who wants half a rocket?" "Mal?" Kaylee threw a bun at him. "Nothing's ever broke on her I couldn't fix." "Yet," said Jane. He picked the bun up off the floor and ate it. "Many people believe in a spiritual realm," Book told her. "Unfortunately, they often confuse it with the material one." "You saying dead people don't want rockets? 'Cause I would want rockets." "I'm saying, I think you could fly without them." Kaylee grinned. "You gonna read me some more from that book? Would you like me to? You said it's got flying." He flipped over the unmarked pages, finger gliding directly to the spot. "And the angel of the Lord came down onto him." She snuggled in closer to listen. She sidled up to Simon like she'd seen fillies do when they wanted a little petting. Wasn't nothing wrong with being a little horsey now and then. Animals got what they needed lots of times. Simon smiled at her, distracted, then turned back to watching River crawl down the cargo bay steps on her hands and knees. Kaylee cleared her throat. "I used to make rockets," she started, but Simon darted away from her shouting, "River, don't touch that!" Kaylee sighed and went to sort them out before somebody got bruised. Wash's hand stuttered across the brightly colored folds. "I think the problem is you're lighting the paper itself. You don't really want it to burn right away." "Why not?" He held up a half-finished tulip to illustrate. "See, what you want it to do is get as high as possible first." His hand shot up in the air, then start to burn. "So you let the engine do its thing without the rest of the rocket falling apart around it. Give the engine a weak spot, and it'll burn through anyway." "Oh." She rescued the tulip, finished off the head. "So you want me to tell Zoe to stop worrying?" He winced. Not really. 'Cause you know she'll just get mad. But you want me to sit here and watch the autopilot while you take those flowers you just folded to her so as you can make out? I can do that." Wash went bright red. "Thanks," he muttered and fled, his fist crushing the paper stems. "Zoe and Wash are fucking," River said, picking at the bandage on her wrist. Kaylee took her hand, the damaged one. "Don't mess with it. And that ain't polite. You gotta say, making love." "They're so loud," River complained. "Turn off your ears," Kaylee advised. "I would want rockets," River confided. "Bright ones with green fins." "I'd make them for you," Kaylee said, "but you gotta live an awful long time. Don't want to make Simon sad, do you?" "I already do." Her voice was so quiet, Kaylee pulled her off the pillow and into a hug. "We'll make them together," she promised, "but no blasting powder." Against her shoulder, River grinned. The smell of gun oil absolutely did not cling to the two women as they walked down the street. Machine oil! Well, that was Kaylee's cheap perfume. "You got a client?" Kaylee asked. Inara's dress was so pretty she wanted to touch it. She put her hands in her pockets instead. "Not this stop." Inara didn't look unhappy about that. "I need to do a little redecorating, I think." "How about there?" The store had brightly colored lanterns in the window, some of them lit. There were fans and maybe brocades behind them. I could use me some paper. Even from across the street, the lanterns looked like the expensive kind, the ones that wouldn't catch fire if they fell. Kaylee fingered the chits in her pocket. They were nothing close to what Inara was probably carrying, but then Inara had credit. It boggled the mind. You think Simon never burned nothing? Even by accident? Probably not. They stepped out into the street, and at that moment, boom! The ground rocked and birds took off in a heaving mass east of town. Shouts, milling bodies, confusion. Kaylee and Ara looked at each other. 10-1. No bet. They took off running towards the smoke. The end. Thanks for listening.